Happy St. David's Day, everyone. This is Keith at Witch for You with a roundup of the latest news stories from this week. The two deputy governors of the Bank of England have been debating the merits of setting interest rates below zero to promote economic growth. Paul Tucker told the Treasury Select Committee on Tuesday that the bank could set rates below zero, which would encourage banks to lend rather than storing deposits at the central bank. Fellow deputy Charlie Bean said the potential legal issues made it a challenging proposal to implement. There are also concerns that rates below zero will further negatively impact savers, who have already seen returns on savings accounts flounder this year. HSBC has become the latest big bank to ditch sales bonuses in favour of customer service. From January, staff were no longer offered commission on their product sales. Instead, the bank now follows Barclays and the Cooperative Bank in rewarding staff based on customer service. City regulator the Financial Services Authority said last year that commission-based pay structures encouraged employees to mis-sell products such as packaged accounts and PPI insurance. The Royal Bank of Scotland has announced a £5.2 billion pre-tax loss for 2012. The bank described the performance as chastening. Despite a rise in annual operating profits, the bank has suffered from a string of penalties relating to scandals including LIBOR and the mis-selling of PPI insurance and interest rate swaps to small businesses. Despite the losses, Chief Executive Stephen Hester said that reprivatisation of the bank was almost within reach. And finally, Barclays is to announce in its annual report next week how much its highest and lowest paid staff take home. In what is thought to be the most detailed disclosure of banks' staffing expenses to date, Barclays is expected to reveal that 600 of its staff take home over £1 million a year. The bank is also expected to reveal how much in past bonuses it has successfully recouped from staff implicated in the major scandals. For the latest news and product updates, remember to visit us at witchforyou.co.uk.